Blog Talk Radio.
Greetings and peace to my listening audience, guests, and participants. Welcome to Imam Shaheed Shabazz Radio Talk, The Reality of a Creator. Today's topic is entitled, Human Life Through Moral Excellence. Imam Shaheed Shabazz is considered to be a special man, a one-of-a-kind man who is sent to us by God. For nearly 40 years, he has traveled several states here in the United States and walked the streets of many cities and towns doing his outreach ministry or spreading the word of God as he distributes his merchandise from door to door. He has been told by many that he is a messenger sent from God and that he has been chosen for this mission. His words and teachings have been a solace and inspiration for many people. In fact, for some, his teachings or messages are so electrifying that they go right to the heart and soul and give them that wake-up call. Brother Shaheed is very dedicated and committed to reaching and teaching the Word of God. And he calls it the truth from the one God, the creator of all humanity. He gives constantly and tireless of his time and help to those who seek him. And more people are calling on him daily. He is truly one who will sacrifice his need to see that others have. He is definitely an humanitarian who loves his human family and doing God's work to keep them tuned in to their Creator. He likes to think of himself as being one of God's chosen ones, a messenger sent to the people to teach them and warn them of the day that is drawing near. And now, without any further introduction, I give you Imam Shaheed
Shabazz. Is human life through moral excellence. We chose this topic because today we look in the world and we see the world is deteriorating, human life is deteriorating faster and faster day by day, and you got many people trying to come up with a solution to try to stop the evils and the ills that's plaguing our society, not only the United States of America, but all the nations of the world. And the problem is moral. It's a moral problem. And the moral problem is got to be solved in order to solve the problem of our human life. Human life is in good morality. Almighty God, Allah, the creator of the heavens and the earth, he said that he created the nature of good in every human being. So morals deal with the issue between right and wrong, good and bad. We cannot distinguish good from bad if we don't have God consciousness, which in turn brings about moral consciousness. Morals is the good nature that Almighty God created inside of us. And before we can come to life as a human being, we have to become God conscious. Conscious that God lives inside of us. If we have a caller, I'll take your call at this time.
Hey, I believe we have a call. You're on the line. Can you hear us? We have someone on the line. Give us your name, please, and tell us where you're calling from. We can't hear you. Can you speak up? Can you hear them?
No, I cannot. Well, we will continue until we get the caller, or the first caller.
Okay, we have some more online. Let's see if we can find another caller here.
Yes, hello.
Yes, good morning. How are you?
All right, this is Ms. Rand Perry.
Okay, good morning, Ms. Perry. Glad to have you on the show. Thank Almighty God for blessing me to come across your soul last night, and you kept your promise, and you said you would participate today. So we praise Almighty God for having you on today, Ms. Perry. Would you tell us what state and city you're from and whatever your comment or question is, Ms. Perry?
Yes, I am from Petersburg, Virginia. And I was calling you to participate in your show this morning. It's so delightful to be on the air with you.
Thank you. Do you have a question? Would you tell us where you're from, Miss Perry?
Yes, I was. When I met you last night, it was the problematic situation. I was coming from Charlotte to see my first cousin. She has a breast cancer, and so I was trying to make my way back to, and that's how I met you. Thank you, thank you.
But I wanted to ask you, Ms. Perry, would you tell us what state and city you calling from?
My name is Saran Perry. I'm calling from Petersburg, Virginia.
Okay, Ms. Perry, do you have a specific question or comment you would like to say or give?
Yes,
ask?
Yes, of course. My comment is that I just thank God for you because you was there as an angel. When I really needed some help, you was there, and I just wanted to thank you.
Well, you're quite welcome. That's my job as a spiritual man is to go out. Each time Almighty God blessed me to go out, I always go out searching for a soul, seeking to be reclaimed back to Almighty God. You know, and your spirit connected with my spirit. See, I don't generally just give people assistance, financial assistance, just because they ask. Whatever I do, it has to be sanctioned by Almighty God. He has to let me know it's okay that this person is not trying to get over. They're not trying to get money to use for ill purposes, you know, because we can't assist people in destroying themselves, whether it be their mind, their body, or their soul. So I got a good spirit from you, Ms. Perry, and I didn't even hesitate because Almighty God said, I sent her to you, give her the money to get the gas so she can get home. So I was obedient to Almighty God, and I just thank him for using me. I consider myself as like an empty glass, and Almighty God just pouring his wisdom and his knowledge in me and to share with his people. And I stay humble so that the Almighty God can use me to help his people because humility is the key to serving Almighty God. You got to know that people, we're all one. We're not better than nobody because of whatever the reason is, but we are all created to be one by Almighty God. And we are not true in faith no matter what our faith is, our religion is rather, until we want for others what we want for ourselves. So I seen you as my soul sister, and so I was commanded by Almighty God to assist you. So thank you for calling, and the topic that we're talking on today is how people come back to human life through moral excellence. That is, realizing that you can't prosper by doing wrong, but you prosper by living a good life and showing it not only in words, but most importantly in your actions.
Yes, yes. Mm-hmm. That's true. And the spirit bears breath to breath. So, you know, you just sent to help me. Use God sent.
And I'm grateful that God, Almighty God, has me sent to you at that particular time. You know, this time is perfect. We have another caller, Miss Berry. Thank you for tuning in this morning. Thank you for calling in and letting the viewer, a radio listening on, know that you was assisted by me, okay?
Okay. Then I'm going to be talking and calling you later.
Okay. Thank you very much for participating.
All right. We have someone else on the line. Give us your name, please, and tell us where you are calling from. Are you still with us? Okay, we still have someone else with projects, and I believe that person has come up from the call. Good morning. We have someone on the line. Give us your name, please, and tell us where you're calling from. Are you with us? Good morning. Good morning. Okay, we have another one here. Good morning. We have someone on the line. Are you with us? Please tell us your name and where you're calling from. Good morning.
Excuse me. Caller, would you dash one if you want to get in to the talk show? Dash dial one.
Can you hear us? Okay. We still have another caller. Can you hear us? Are you on the line? Things that all of our calls have left the line. We will just continue to talk.
Okay, since we have no callers coming in, asking questions at this time, we'll continue to talk. The talk is on human life through moral excellence. We see that in the society, there's all kinds of crimes against humanity, and we see that people have forgotten. Yeah, human nature, their real human nature. And the real human nature of all people is good. People are generally by nature created by Almighty God good. And but we have free will. And the free will means that we have a choice to choose good or to choose bad, or to follow our own will or to follow the will of our Creator. And following the will of our Creator, we're choosing our true nature. Our true nature is good. And we have to become God conscious to come back to our true and original nature. So we pray that Almighty God will bless us this morning to bring about an awareness that the problems that we're facing in the world society today is because most people have forgotten or their true human nature, which is inside, is not outside. And you have today, you see most people going to other people looking for guidance, but most people are not looking for guidance within their own soul. Almighty God said he created the human being, and he said that he created the body, and he describes how he created the human body. But he said, after he created the human body, he said, then he created another creature out of the body. And he said that creature was the soul. He said we didn't become alive as a human being until he put his spirit inside our body, our heart, and we came alive And when we came alive, we came alive through God's consciousness. We became conscious that God, our Creator, is inside of us. And then we began to see and understand what our nature is. And we begin to act out that nature, which is good. And good is the nature of the human being. And Almighty God is all good. And He only accepts that which is good. So at this time, we will give any caller an opportunity to participate, because we would like for callers to call in and give a comment. We know that we don't know everything. We know that the Creator is all-knowing, so we can help each other. And it would help greatly if the callers would participate. So at this time, we will give a caller an opportunity to call in and participate.
For my listening audience, if there's anyone who would like to participate, just push the number one button. And you will show up on our line, and we will click and have you on. Okay, we have a call here. Can you hear us? We have a call on 301-440-5069. I believe that's my son calling in. Can you hear us?
Yes, sir.
Can you hear us?
Can you hear me?
Yes, sir. And thank you for coming on the program this morning. We greet you in the greetings of peace from all the prophets, Adam to Muhammad. Assalamu alaikum. Peace be unto you.
Why alaikum salam?
Would you tell us where you are calling from and your name and where you're calling from? And your comment, a statement, a question.
My name is Aaron Lee, calling from Washington, D.C.
We thank you, Mr. Aaron, for coming on the program this morning. Your participation is greatly appreciated. So at this time, we want to ask you if you have a comment or question you want to ask us.
Yes, you were commenting on the original state of the human soul as it's created originally by God, and I didn't catch all of that because there was a connection with the phone, and there's an echo in the voice as you speak, but I was calling back so that I could try to catch more of what you were saying.
Okay, so you want me to continue on that topic that you couldn't hear me on about the original nature of the human being. I hope you can hear me. Is the connection better now, or do you still hear a lot of echo?
Oh, it just cleared up. It's excellent. It's clear now. Yes.
Mm-hmm. Okay, very good. I had to move around sometime. The connection get better when you move. But anyway, I was saying the original nature of the human being as created by Almighty God is good. Almighty God said He created the human nature good in every human being. So I was saying that the society, we see that a lot of people, it seemed like their nature is evil, were created evil, but it was not. We have, I said, freedom of will, a freedom of choice. So we have to choose our nature as a human being. Every other animal created by Almighty God knows its nature. Everything in creation knows its nature. The sun, the moon, everything, it works according to the nature that God created it, and it all works for the good of the whole. And so what I'm saying is that the human being has to choose our life. We're not like an animal, other animals, a dog or a horse or anything else. We're in an animal form, but in order to choose our real life, we can't follow the desires of our flesh, which are called carnal desires. We have to look inside and realize that our life is inside. It's the soul of man and woman that Almighty God put in us when He put His spirit inside of us. And I say that to reclaim the society from the self-destruction we see in America and the world, we have to come back to looking inside and with a sincerity of heart, and there we will connect with Almighty God Allah, because he's waiting right there where he created the goodness. But we have to leave our will, that is, submit our will or surrender our will back to our Creator, and therefore he will substitute his will for our will, and then our will will become his will, which will be all good, and we will want for others good that we want for ourselves. So I hope that that is answering your questions somewhat. If not, then you can further ask me to elaborate on that, and we will do the best we can according to the will of Almighty God.
Yeah, I'd like to go further into it if you got any time. Can you hear me?
Yes, I can.
Okay, so if God has created us and given us our own willpower, and we have the ability to choose between right and wrong, and how does one distinguish whether he is making a choice by God or if the choice could be led by what's wrong if he's not connected or he doesn't know for sure if it's a godly choice or it's an evil choice?
Okay, good question.
What is the making the wrong is the right? How does he for surely make the right decision?
Okay, very good question. First of all, Almighty God, Allah says in his final revelations in the Quran, he say, leave that which makes you doubt for that which do not make you doubt. He says in his final revelation, which is a revelation revealed for all mankind, he says, this is the book. In this book, my book is gathered sure without doubt. So if we have any doubt in whatever we're doing, whatever choice we make, we know that's not the will of Almighty God, because he says, leave that which makes you doubt for that which do not make you doubt. So that's an easier way of putting it, because anybody can understand that if you're doing something that's wrong, your conscience and your heart troubles you. The last prophet of Almighty God, Allah, Prophet Muhammad, prayers and peace be upon him, said that Almighty God, Allah, said righteousness is good morality. So and wrongdoing, he said, is that which wavers in your soul, your heart, and you, in which you dislike people finding out about. So I would like to answer that and address that in that way, because doubt is not of Almighty God. You're quite right.
I believe that's all I have for the point.
Sir?
Thank you again for answering those questions.
Yes, sir, and thank you for calling in and participating.
I would like to make a comment also on the subject. I also feel that if we seek our Creator's help and guidance and submit ourselves sincerely to his will, we will not be influenced by the evils of the false desires of ourselves, those forces within that try to encourage us to go astray from what we know is right. We should be aimed above that, which belittles us by always questioning what we do or say. Is this pleasing or displeasing to God? Or is it a part of self? Is this what I want to do, and am I rebelling because I want to do this? So we have to be careful of those thoughts within that are keep us the wrong way, because the influences of this society are designed to make wrong appear to be right. We have what we call the battle of Armageddon, the law of Armageddon. That's the battle of good and evil that comes from within man. And he is influenced by the false desires of the seemingly world, where things might appear to be okay, but your inside conscience keeps telling you what is right and what is not wrong, or what is good and what's bad for you. And that's the way we call that the ways of Satan. He wants you to keep thinking that and misguide you from the right. So we have to be careful of the suggestions from within
and always realize that we are morally good by nature. Allah made us that way. And we have that conscience constantly calling us back when we seek to go astray.
Thank you. Thank you. I appreciate that.
Thank you for your patience, Mr. Aaron.
Thank you, Brother Aaron. Now we have another call on the line. Let's see if we can get in there. Okay, we have a call coming in from an 804 line. Can you hear us? Can you hear us? If you can hear us, give us your name and where you're calling from. This is an 804 line. Can you hear us? You're on the air now. You may speak. It appears that some of them are not getting through. It might be that the phone they're coming from, sometimes it can be too low to hear. You can't hear the voices on all the phones. And we're going to work on that to see if we can get everyone loud and clear on our system. Okay, we have another one from the tribe. That's a 301 number. You're on the line now. 301-825. If anyone recognizes that line, you may begin talking. If anyone recognizes that number, you may begin talking now. Since we're not able to reach our other participants here who have appeared to call in to make a comment, we will continue with Imam Jaheem Shabazz's discussion. And now we will have him to continue with his talk.
Again, peace be unto all my listening audience. Today's topic is human life through moral excellence. And we also wanted to include in the title a topic this morning that Almighty God created everything. He created good, not only man and woman, but Almighty God said he created everything. He created in 6 days. I like to say evolutions. And he said the first, second, third, fourth, and fifth, and sixth day, he deemed or he willed everything in his creation good. So not only is the nature of man and woman good, but the nature of all creation is good. All creation is there to serve man and woman. But we cannot use creation properly if we're not in tune to the same one that all creation is in tune to, and that's Almighty God. Almighty God have a direct and personal relationship with every creature he created. And all we have to do is have a pure heart, a sincere heart. And if we seek Almighty God says he will not leave anyone without guidance. They seek his guidance with a pure heart. A pure heart means that we have to desire all good. That's what is good, and desire to leave the wrong, come back to the right. And that is not hard to do, because since our nature is already good, it's just that we're sincerely seeking to understand how to correct our problems in our situations in life that are causing grief to us. All we have to do is sincerely call on our Creator with a pure heart, and he will answer us, and the answers will come from within. This is the whole thing. The kingdom of Almighty God, Allah, is inside of us. The kingdom is the spirit that he put in our heart that gave us spiritual life. So at this time, we will take another caller, and we can get another caller, because we want the audience to participate, and that will make the talk show more interesting.
All right, we are going to try the caller on 301. Can you hear us? 301-825. You're on the line now. Can you hear us? evidently some callers aren't getting through to us. They still have some minutes on here. I do know that they're on the line. Can you hear us? Call 301-825. Okay, we have an 804 line. Can you hear us? 804? Call on 804. Can you hear us? Greetings. Peace to you, caller 804. You're on the line now. Caller 804. They are not coming through, so it appears as though we're going to have to continue with the teachings of Imam Sabah with your teachings on human life through moral excellence.
We will continue on with the talk since we can't get any callers in at this time. Life, what do we consider life as people? Life, most people try to find life in material things. You find most people trying to find life in carnal pleasures. But Almighty God, Allah says, He is life. And He say hearts do find satisfaction in the remembrance of Almighty God. So if we want to satisfy our hearts, we can't do it with the creation. We have to come back to the remembrance of our Creator, Almighty God. And I do want to say this in the talk this morning, that for the Christians, the Jews, and other people that's not of the Islamic way of life, that though we may have different ways that we worship and practice our faith, the same God that you all are worshiping is the same God, the Creator, that we're worshiping, because He's one, and He made not only the creation reflect His unity, but He also created people to reflect His unity. When we praise Him together in sincerity, we don't have to be of the same religion, but we're praising the same God, and in return, He will bless us with unity and love for one another. And in the Bible, the Holy Bible, there's a quotation from Almighty God, Allah, where He says, how can you love me, Almighty God, whom you have not seen? And you see your brother and sister every day, and you show them no love. So it's impossible to love each other as human beings if we don't first have the love of Almighty God in our hearts. And Almighty God say, Allah say, His love is for all. He say, be our love for all. If we worship Him, then we have to love all people, irregardless of their religion, their race. We have to love all people because we are really all one human family. Almighty God created us, He say, from a male and a female, Adam and Eve. But He say, when He put His spirit in Adam and Eve, they became one soul. And Adam and Eve is the parents of all humanity. All people come from Adam and Eve. That's our lineage. If we want to trace our roots back, we have to go back to Adam and Eve. And all people, our mother and our father is Adam and Eve. So again, at this time, we will ask for participation. We have a caller. Would you call us and participate and let us know where you're from, your name, and your question or statement.
Would you please number one? Please number one if you would like to participate. We have a 301-825 number. Can you hear us? Call on 301-825. You're on the line. Can you hear us? We don't seem to be able to receive the other callers who are calling in. I don't know whether that's a problem with them getting through with their phone, but we will work on that and try to make sure that every call can get through and is heard. We wish to participate. We apologize for this problem, but we will, God willing, have it cleared up next week on our next show. And then Shahid Shabazz is giving a great talk this morning, and we want him to continue because I'm quite sure that he is really filling our souls with information, a lot of thought-provoking information to guide us in the way of the path that we are seeking to live our lives to please our Creator. And we will now allow him to continue with his talk.
Thank you very much. Again, our topic is on human life through moral excellence. Life can't be reclaimed in this society, the world society, until we come back to moral consciousness. And Almighty God, Allah, the creator of the heavens and the earth, he said he only accepts that which is good. In the society, we have all kinds of laws justifying immorality. But Almighty God do not accept immorality. He only accepts good morality. And I wanted to share this with the radio listening audience as a thought-provoking thought this morning. If you look at the word good and you take one O out of good, you have God. That is to say that Almighty God is all good. Now, I know some of us, they think that we are good, and that's okay. But we have to understand that we are not good in the sense of without Almighty God being in our life, we cannot be good because Almighty God is all good. And if we want to be good, we have to surrender or submit our will to Almighty God's will, and then we will desire all good because his will would be dominating and leading and guiding our life. And his will guides us to life. His will do not guide us or direct us to evil, corruption, or wrong. So Almighty God says in his final revelations in the Holy Quran, he said all good comes from God. And he said all the bad that happens in our life comes from our own will, our own choices that we make without the guidance of Almighty God, Allah, in our life. So we want to say that because Almighty God says the law that governs the life of anybody who say they believe in Almighty God is the will of Almighty God. His will governing our lives, it will direct and lead us back to the good nature, the godly nature that he created inside of us, and that is the solution to the world's problem, is the unity. The unity of the human being back with our Creator inside of our own heart, inside of our own soul. United we stand in truth, and divided we fall as a people. So we must unite as all people, Jews, Muslim, Christian, Buddhist, Hindu, whatever you call yourself as a religious person or belief. We must understand that we must unite under the unity that our God is one God and that our God is not outside of us, but our God is inside of us. And Almighty God says the best way to seek his guidance is by looking inside and understanding that he wants you to connect personally with him for yourself. I know that me and there's others that our spiritual leaders, teachers, and guides, but the salvation of every human being depends on their personal relationship and understanding of their Creator for themselves. And that is where our salvation lies, in understanding that our God is inside of us and that he's omnipresent. He's never absent at any time or any place. And all we have to do is call on him with a sincere heart, a pure heart, and he will listen to our call, answer our prayers, if we're sincere, and we'll see a change in our life, and other people will see that change because our life will be transformed out of a life of carnal pleasure, pleasure-seeking, vanities, to one of seeking to better ourselves and better the society around us by spreading the goodness of Almighty God to other people through our example and through the revelations of Almighty God that he has revealed for all mankind in his final revelation in the Holy Quran, which is his final revelation for all humanity. So at this time, we'll try to take another caller. If you want to participate, it doesn't matter if you have a comment, you want to say something contrary to what we're saying, we'll welcome that too, because we can disagree to agree. The only one that knows all is our Creator. I don't know all. I'm just hoping that our Creator will bless me to say something this morning that will reach at least one soul that will cause that soul to understand there's hope and faith in Almighty God. But that faith has to be based on the understanding that our God is not creation. He's unseen. He's a spirit. He's the spiritual power and force that governs the heavens and the earth. And even though there's evil everywhere, Almighty God is still in control. His goodness is still in control, and his love conquers all evil. And he says, repair evil with what is better than evil. And two evils don't produce good. Two wrongs don't produce right. So we have to repair evil with the kindness and the love of Almighty God, and his love will conquer evil every time. So again, we will welcome any caller to give a comment. And as I said, if you disagree with anything we say, we welcome that also, because we're human beings and we go have some disagreement, but what we can all agree on is that our Creator, our God, is one God, and that we are one people, because Almighty God made us one people when he put his spirit in us. By him being one God, we got to be one people, because the Spirit of God in all of us, if it's sincere and true, it's the same Creator.
All right. We have another caller coming in. It's a 336-997. You're on the line now. Could you give us your name and phone and where you're calling from? You're on the air. On the air, can you hear us? Call on 336-997 to make come through now.
Apparently, if we are we're having static, or someone is just calling in and just playing games, because we have to understand that everybody is not going to agree with the talks that we have, and some people may call in and they may just want to distract or try to hinder us from getting the message of Almighty God out to humanity to let them know that we're one people, one soul, and let them know that the goodness of Almighty God is greater than us. So we'll try to take this call at this time if that's not the case.
All right. We know that we are having problems sometimes. We've been made aware that the stations, the recording from the stations don't always go through, and sometimes it could be the weakness on the other person's line. It may not be intentional, but whatever the problem is, we will go on, and we pray that if you don't get through this time, we're going to work on it this week and make sure, God willing, you get through next time. I would like to make a comment and say that we are enjoying very much the teachings here of Imam Shahid Shabazz, and the message that he's giving out is definitely a profound message to encourage all of us and give us a better understanding of our relationship with our Creator. We're told that God does not change the conditions of a man until he changes what's in his heart. We can't glorify or manifest God's glory or good within us as long as the ignorance of the world is accepted and tolerated, or as long as we continue to compromise our beliefs for those of society, even though we may know that they are wrong. Oh, you beautiful spiritual people of our almighty Creator, the God of all mankind, all creation, you must change your thoughts, actions, desires, and commitments to allow God or your spiritual existence to be your guide, to be the leader in righteousness, good thinking, and doing, not the follower in wrong and evil thinking and doing. Okay, if we have someone who's still trying to get in, if they can hear us, again, too, it might not be the caller, it could be the station, but we're working on it, and I will continue to try the 336 number. Come in, you're online now. Can you hear me? We want to thank all of you who are calling in and those who are trying to reach us very much for the calling in. And again, we will continue with our discussion today. We pray that you are really receiving some good guidance here. We will keep and take the goodness and the gift. We have to take the change of your life for the better of life. We will now have human life through moral excellence, Imam Shahid Shabbat.
Thank you. Again, human life is in moral excellence, and human life is also in intelligent thinking. Almighty God says, if you seek Him, all you have to do is use what He's given us called intelligence, reason. He says, so am I. Think it in the heart. So is that mind. So we see that Almighty God don't say that our mind gives us life. He says that our heart, if we think, so our thinking comes from the heart. But when we think, if it's not coming from the heart, we are not really thinking. Because Almighty God again says, so a mind think it in the heart. So is that mind. So one sister said, so if I think, I am. If I don't think, I cannot be.
Oh, God.
Comment from the audience. I hear people in the background, and if you want to speak, speak at this time.
You're online now. You may speak and make a comment. That was a 336 number that just hung up. I don't think they're able to really hear us. I don't know what the problem is. We did get two callers through. But I do understand that we do have problems on this program. I read and see that others have also had problems with people calling through. So we won't assume, we don't know why the problem is that the people are not being received and heard. We still have another caller on, a 301-825 number. We'll try to see if that number can reach you. All right, you're online. Can you hear us?
I can hear you. My name is Sharonda. Assalamu alaikum, Mama Dea and Shahid.
Wa alaikum salam. Peace be unto you also, our beloved guests. And we thank you for coming on this morning, participating with us. We're just beginning, and so any errors or mistakes, we ask you all to bear with us and be patient. We know that Almighty God, Ms. Sharonda is all-knowing. We're just trying to be used by Almighty God to reach the world, to try to make a difference in a good way in the world, and we pray that help us with your participation this morning. Would you tell us where you're calling from and your comment or statement?
Yeah, so I'm calling from Germantown, Maryland. And I just called in to give support. You have a comment, and I was listening. And I do realize that there is some distortion in the phone. And I do apologize for, you know, the people out there who may be calling in and playing games on the phone, because I do hear a lot of echoing, and I also hear people calling in and not saying anything as well. My comment.
Go ahead on. Thank you for that. Thank you for that support, because in my soul I felt the same thing, that I know that sometimes you can have technical difficulty, but I also know that we have negative forces that don't want us to get the good out to the people, but we're going to continue the good anyway. I wasn't saying accusing anybody of not trying to get through, but that's just what the Creator blessed me to feel in my soul, and apparently I appreciate you feeling that same thing. So at this time, I'll give way to you to give your comment.
Okay, my comment would be for parents who are raising children, young adults that are turning into teenagers, that sometimes don't are misguided, or they are guided but choose to don't have a conscience of right and wrong. As a parent, it's most difficult sometimes to keep my children on the right path. I'm raising 5 girls, and I also have a son through marriage that I want to make sure that are successful. I am raising my last 2 girls, as a matter of fact. And I find it society, the pressure of media and cell phones can be confusing and or, you know, giving them an exit towards or entrance towards adulthood. With a conscience and sometimes without a conscience, they do sometimes veer in the wrong place. How would you consider that to be God's will or not God's will? Because I was listening to your comment and your response with Mr. Alron Lee, and I would like to get your intake on young adults today.
Okay, very good question, or comment, rather. Well, first I would say that we lead by example, and the best way to teach our children, I myself at home, I had a mother. She would teach us that God is everywhere, and we didn't always have to go to church. She would tell us that respect, manners, and good manners and respect will take you farther in life than material things. And so throughout my life, when I got off the teenage stage and I got out there in the world and start committing sins and crime, I always reflected back on the good morality that my mother taught, and she also taught that God is inside of us. And my mother would often be talking to herself, so we thought she was talking to herself. And all of us, she had 5 children, 2 sons and 3 girls, daughters. And we would all go to the room and ask our mother, who are you talking to? We would question her, who are you talking to? And she would say, I'm talking to God. And sometimes she would be crying, and we would think something was wrong, and we would ask her, why are you crying, Mom? And she would say, nothing is wrong. I'm just thankful to Almighty God for bringing us through the hard times and hardships that we have been going through. He's the only one been there really for us. We didn't know where we was going to get food sometimes. Sometimes the electric got turned off. We didn't have electricity. But she would always let us know that God is still there and he's able. And so this type of teaching, to let us know that our God is a personal God, that you don't have to be in no particular religion, but that you have to have a consciousness that You were created by God, and you created to depend on God in every circumstance and every situation. She taught us this way, and then she lived that way. She was always helping people in need when people would pass by and they was homeless or they were people that was alcoholics. She wouldn't condemn them. She would always say, God created good in everybody, and that person is God's creature too. And she would teach us this way. And so this is how I'm saying that to get our children to understand the evils in the society and that they are to be protected from the evils, they must get God consciousness from at home, from the parents. We must live a life, exemplary life, a good example of what we're teaching them, good morals, respect. And my mother used to always say that talk to us. She wouldn't holler at us and scream at us because we're human beings and we are not animals, and we talk to the children in a civil manner, in a godly way, then I think we will get good responses according to what Almighty God say, that he will never change, as my wife said, our conditions until we change that which is in our heart. And if the children have any ill in their heart, we must let them know you must have a pure heart if you want your conditions to change. And we must live that way, and that is what I would say would be the best way to help our children is by living and being a good moral example for them at home. And then when they go out, when they face the evils, they'll have the goodness of God inside of them and at home to reflect on, call them back to the remembrance of Almighty God. I hope I answered or addressed your comment in a way that's satisfactory.
Okay, and so thank you very much for addressing that. So to elaborate on what you just mentioned, the fact that your mother guided you, so your obviously your foundation was laid. Did you struggle as a teenager with right and wrong or
yes,
as a young?
I did. Excuse me, was you finished? I didn't want to cut you off.
Sure. Yes. Go ahead. No, sorry. Go ahead.
Okay.
Yes, sir.
Yes, I did struggle as a teenager. I got out there and the peer pressure got to me what other people was doing. Basically, I wasn't really so much just choosing, you know, to do wrong things or commit sins on my own. But I seen others doing it and, you know, I followed what I seen. But at a point in my life, I'll give an example. One time as a teenager, I was probably about 17 years old, and I was at a house. We was partying, and we was smoking. It was called reefer, marijuana at that time. And I was in the bathroom, and I looked in the mirror, and I said to myself, I said, this is not me I'm looking at in the mirror, speaking of my body. I said, the real me is on the inside. And I said, one day, with the help of Almighty God, I'm going to free my soul from myself, meaning my carnal desires that I was under the influence at that time. So it's still strong to really teach our children that God, the Creator, he's inside of you, and that it's just like a dialing a direct call. He have a direct and personal relationship with all of us, Almighty God. And this is what I teach my son also, that my son, for instance, says that he don't know how to pray the way we pray, the rituals that is. And I tell him that Almighty God say you can pray standing up, sitting down, lying down on your side. You can call on him in every posture because he's everywhere at all times. And this type of teaching, I know will help them, because if I had not had that foundation, as you said, laid at home, then when I got out there and got in the evil, I wouldn't have had nothing to turn me back, because I've seen most of my friends and the people I was raised up with, they didn't have that godly foundation laid with them at home, and they never came back to the right once they got in the wrong. And I've seen most of them destroying themselves in the wrong, and most of them, a lot of them have passed away, and they died in a state of sin. And so that's what I want to say concerning myself and my jihad or struggles between right and wrong as a teenager. My mother, she emphasized, and my grandmother emphasized that God is with you. He's inside of you. And that if you have a good attitude and you have manners and you have respect, then Almighty God will be with you and that he will protect you from evil. And Almighty God says in my final statement about the teenagers and how we can raise them, he says again that he never changed the condition of our life until we change the thinking in our heart, and that is design vanity of the things that are bad and start design, you know, good, design good. And so I hope that that will, you know, seal that concerning how we can help our children going through their stages of teenagers and even in their early adulthood.
Thank you.
Thank you for your participation. I hope that statement satisfied your soul. And we thank you for participating. We pray that you will participate with us on our talk show.
All right. We would like to thank our guest, Sharonda, and she was from Germany, Maryland. Also, I would like to say a little on what our man just spoke on, which is so beautiful, Mom, that we are definitely the example for the children. They do as we do and not as we say do. I think you've heard that comment so many times before. Also, we have to remind them that wherever they go and whatever they do, remember that God sees them, whether they see him or not, he sees them. And he does have angels. You have to believe in the unseen. There are recording angels that are recording everything that we do. And we will be responsible and have to answer for that. Once we know what's right and have been guided on the right way, and we know right from wrong, then we will be responsible for those actions that we do. Thank you very much, Mother. We have another caller in here. See if we can get her on the line. This call, I'm sorry, it's a 202 number, 202-751. Can you hear us? If you can, come in. 202 number, 751. You're online now. You may speak. 202.
Hello, how are you?
Fine, how are you this morning?
I'm fine. My name is Thaddeus. Thaddeus McNeil. My aunt, Ishla Abdullah, believes she's in your radio show. So I was listening to the statements and comments about our children and the state that they're growing up in. And also, I do see that there's an amazing difference in inner-city children and, say, like children down in Georgia, for instance. You know, as far as I'm concerned, people here have this cold-shoulderedness with them. There are not many smiles. You can say hello to someone, and they'll just look right at you with a stone face and walk right past you. Whereas if you go down south, people hold the door open for you, young and old. Even older people saying, hey, how you doing, sir? And I'm like, wow, I'm blown away because they're so nice and helpful. I don't understand the black culture here in the city, in the district. It's just so... people are just so singular, you know. It's all about me, me, me. I don't care about you. It could be a guy laying on the street, you know, he needs help, and they'll walk right past. You know, I had a situation here myself where I had to walk, and I walked to the hospital. You know, I was bleeding from the heart, and I asked for help, but no one bothered. You know, they just looked at me, but I walked myself. But had that been somewhere else, you know, it had been a different situation. I don't understand why it is the way that it is here in the city, especially dealing with black culture here. You know, I'm a biracial, so I can I get along with white folks, black folks. I don't care what nationality, creed, color. everyone is everyone, and that's the way God intended to be. And as far as, you know, the children goes, you know, there's little girls walking around, you know, they're trying to look older, and there are older guys dating these little girls. So it's just like a pandemic of no respect, no morals, no self-respect, and I don't understand, you know, it's kind of fighting to see where our next generation is going, you know, because when I'm older, how are they going to be, you know? Are they going to be really cold and callous? Interesting thing.
That was very good, sir, and we thank you for that good analogy of this, the northern cities versus the southern states. I'm myself from this state that we're in, North Carolina. I'm from Durham, North Carolina. And pretty much throughout my life, I've spent most of my time in the southern states. I've only spent a little time in the cities like New York, D.C., Philadelphia. And I agree with you that there tends to be a coldness. One sister from the district, D.C., Washington, D.C., she said that's just the way the culture there is that everybody is to themselves and that they think that's all right because they've been conditioned to think that that's all right. But I want to go a little deeper with you on this and say that I think we're still suffering, and especially in the northern cities as well as the southern states and cities, from the psychological effects that slavery had on our foreparents of divide and conquer. There is a great divide in the city, because I'm here working in the South all the time. I work in five cities right now, and that is Winston-Salem, North Carolina, High Point, North Carolina, Greensboro, Durham, North Carolina, and Salisbury, North Carolina. And I get Southern hospitality all the time. And you're right, there is a feel or spirit in the South, and I believe it's because our people have suffered greater atrocities of slavery in the South and still are than they are in the North. And a lot of our people migrated back during Jim Crowism and segregation to the North to get away from this hard lifestyle and this persecution of the Caucasian people here in the South. And so I think a lot of them personally, based on the limited amount of understanding the Creator has blessed me with of my personal thoughts on that, is that they also, when they got to the North, they separated themselves from the Southern hospitality that we were raised up with here in the South, and they just became individualized. And I see the same thing. And I was watching TV where in Washington, D.C., a homeless man, you just had some teenagers, some of them might have been older, they just beat this man and knocked him out, and they was laughing, and people were walking by, and nobody would say nothing. And when they finally got the emergency to come to get the man, when they got him to the hospital, he died. So there is a coldness there, and the only way that that's going to change is that, see, change is something that each of us as individuals have to want for ourselves. I know we've got a lot of people teaching and preaching, but you still see that if you study history, change never came about unless people changed their heart. They have to change themselves, but they have to want to change. The Creator say, where there's a will, there's a way. So if you don't want to change, there's not going to be a change. Change come about when people have a desire to change, have a desire to see better conditions, but that has to take place in the human being's relationship in their own heart and soul with their Creator. So I still, like you see a lot of dark consciousness still in the people in general, because I get a lot of love from Caucasian people here in the South also.
Yes, I'm listening.
Okay. we just had a little disturbance. But anyway, I get a lot of love from Caucasian people here, and I'm like you. I don't see people as different races. I see us as one human race. So I think that each individual like you with that type of beautiful consciousness that Almighty God Allah has blessed you with, if we just do our part, it's a saying that a picture is worth a thousand words. So we lead by example. So me and my wife plan to come to the Washington, D.C. area to do godly work there to try to help bring about that lovely spirit that we have here in the South of hospitality, kindness, just speaking to people. You don't have to always give people material things to help them. The greatest thing I see that people need, especially like you say, in the northern cities, is love. And Almighty God is love. So I know we can make a difference as individuals. And I believe, like the lady called on that show, I was coming home from my hometown, Durham, North Carolina, back to Kernersville, North Carolina, last night. I met this lady at an Exxon gas station, and she pulled up to me. She didn't know me. I had first time ever seen the lady. She was from Petersburg, Virginia, and she said, "Sir, would you pull out your plastic and get me some gas?" I said, "Well, I'm not going to pull out no plastic," but I reached in my pocket, and I peeled off $10. When I gave it to her, and the lady called me back this morning to thank me. So like you say, you see, even in Virginia, she was in Petersburg, Virginia, and in the southern states, we still do have that love. And the lady said to me, she didn't know me, she said, "You look like you've been preaching and teaching the word of God for a long time. I guess I look like a weary traveler," but she's still seeing the light of God, and His goodness in me. That's why she asked me for assistance. So I'm just saying that the individual in Washington, New York, or any of the northern cities, we can make a difference just ourselves. Just don't worry about what other people are not doing. Just do what we can do, and our individual effort and spreading goodness and love is catchy, just like Eva is catchy. Good is also catchy. So I hope that I satisfactory answer, gave comments concerning what you were saying. It was very beautiful what you were saying, and I was just adding what I could to that to help, you know, in the northern cities, how we can make a change. Just change yourself, you know, and know that your example do make a big difference.
Right on. Yeah, yes, you did. Very, very nicely. Thank you very much.
Thank you very much
for calling in and participating, sir. Yes, sir.
Have a blessed day.
You too. Bye.
And have a blessed new year, all of the listening audience. Have a blessed year. I hope Almighty God bless you all with a blessed year this year and bless us to come together and realize that love is the only way we're going to change our conditions, and the love of Almighty God that He put in us for one another. You see, we're not true in faith until we want the love that He put in us for others. And not all human beings, not race, but
that's
all
right.
The human race.
And also, can I say one thing?
Yes, sir.
Hello. Hello, Aunt Isla. My Aunt Isla Abdullah. Hello, I love you.
You said you love me. Oh, and I love you too, Thaddeus. I'm so glad to come on. I didn't know if you got my message or not. It's so good hearing from you. And we pray that you will join us more. And God willing, I will give you a call, check on you, see how you're doing. I love that beautiful artwork, that work that you're doing on those houses. It's really fantastic. I can imagine you have one of your own one day, and it's going to be really gorgeous. You're doing a great job. You've always been very, very talented with your art, and may God continue to bless you to use those talents for the good. Okay, I want to remind all of you, including this audience, that we also have what we call guests on our show. It's not our show just for me and Shaheed or Shaheed and me. It's for all of you listening audience out there. So at any time that you want to come in and give a talk and speak yourself, you're welcome to. Just call us and let us know that you want to be a guest on our show. And as a guest, you give a little talk on something good and spiritual that you choose to talk on about life. then no doubt callers, listeners will ask you questions just as you ask us questions. And if you would like to call in and be a guest, this is to all of our listening audience. The numbers to call are 336-497-8734 and 301-672-3381. We'd love to have you. Again, this is our show, your show too. So come on and join us as we go each other, as we continue to guide each other to the right.
Yes, ma'am.
I believe we have another caller in here. Oh, no, I don't see. I think the other caller hung up. Hey, ma'am, Shaheen Shabazz, we will turn the show back over to you again.
Okay, thank you very much. And that was a wonderful guest we just had on, and his statements about the coldness that we see in the difference in our people in the northern cities versus the southern cities and states is very real. And the only way that we can address that is, as I said, we have to look at ourselves and know that we as an individual can make a big difference. If everybody just wait around for everybody else to do something that good to make a change in the society, we'll never get a change. It's never been a lot of people, if you study history, that have brought about a change in the world society. It's always been a small remnant of group. And so Almighty God say his righteous mission on this planet Earth begin with a few righteous souls. And he say in the end, and all people I hear, most people, I won't say all people, I hear today are talking about we're in the last days. And Almighty God say in the last days, his religious mission will return back to a righteous few, a righteous few souls. So it doesn't take a lot of people to bring about a change. President Obama, since he's been in office, he's brought about a lot of changes, and that's one man. But he have help, but he don't have a whole lot of help. So it just shows that it don't take everybody to bring about a change. It just take an individual, because Almighty God, Allah also says that if you reach one soul, just one person, and that person comes back to the remembrance of Almighty God and to of doing good in the society, then we say it's as if you reach the whole world of humanity. Because Almighty God is not concerned about numbers. He's concerned about the sincere soul that wants to live right and do right and want not only good for themselves, but want good for the whole of society, the world society. Want for others what to be good that they want for themselves. So we just want to emphasize that again, because the brother was absolutely correct. There's a coldness that you feel, and the time you get in the northern cities, especially Washington, D.C., political capital of the world, there seems to be a more of a coldness and an individualistic mentality there, and a mentality there do something evil or something to hurt you. They feel good, and when good comes on the scene, they want to run it away. So that's backwards. That's the nature that Almighty God created in us. He created the nature of good in us. So each of us in the Washington, D.C. area and other cities that's listening, know that you being good and being an example, it means a whole lot. Because I want to say this. Almighty God sent his angels of destruction to destroy this wicked city in the days of old. And he asked his angels, was it any Muslims or was it any righteous people? They are righteous Muslims there. And the angel says yes. And Almighty God, but the angel says one family there. And Almighty God say the conditions, the evil conditions have not got any better since that one family been there. And the angel said no. In fact, the conditions have got worse. So Almighty God said, when you go back to destroy that wicked city, start with the righteous Muslim family first. Destroy them first. Why? Because that one family could have made a difference if they'd have been living obedient to the will of Almighty God. Their example could have made a great big difference in that city. Almighty God has left me to be one man in this state of North Carolina, as my wife said in my introduction, in introducing me, that I've been working here almost 40 years, and I can tell you, if you come in North Carolina, anybody from any big city, you will see a big difference in the hospitality here. That's because I've worked in about 30 cities here over a period of about 40 years, door to door, and you can see a big difference in the attitude and the spirit of the people here. It's better and better and better as far as you can get people to speak to you. They'll assist you. I have Caucasian people assisting me when a car breaks down. So the love of Almighty God is in us, and that love will conquer all evil. So if it's two or three people in Washington, D.C., and they sincerely obey the will of Almighty God, I guarantee you it'll make a great big difference in the whole city. So if we have a caller, we'll take the call at this time.
I believe there are no more callers on the line. We thank those of you who chose to participate on the call show today. And we pray that you will call back anytime. And again, to call in as guests and call the number that I gave you to be a guest, you should call 326-497-8734. That's the number to our host, Milam Shahid Shabazz, or call me, your co-host, at 301-672-3381. And let us know that you'd like to see a guest and give us the subject that you are going to talk on. And we will put you on the program for that, Father, for the next program or whichever day you choose. Give us the time and the day. Give us the date. The time is always Sunday. From 10:30 a.m. to 12 o'clock. And we would be very glad to have you on our show as a guest. Also, we want to take time to remind you here that Imam Shahid is also an outreach minister who does work in the community, as he told you that a guest on today who we have. And we are retired people. We're senior citizens. So we don't have that much out of the pocket to help anyone with. What we have is there if they're in need of it at the time that we have it. And it's very hard now for us to try to keep up that good work that we're doing, what we call the Dawah. We pass out materials. We pass out CDs, talks, your talks, and inspiration talks to the people. These cost money. And we don't always have that money to keep it up. So if anybody would like to donate anything to assist us and help us with our program and to reach others, and you have others, just call us again. The numbers I gave you, 336-497-8734 and 301-772-3381. We have another caller who seems to have come in on the line. Can you hear us? It's an 804 number. Give us your name and where you're calling from. The person just came in. They might not be on good yet. Maybe they're not tuned in to us. The number is 804-586. The caller who just came in on the line. Can you hear us? Give us your name and your number if you can hear us. Okay, that person seems to have hung up again. They're not back on the line, so I guess they decided they didn't want to come in after all. All right, and then Shahid Shabazz, you may continue with your beautiful, beautiful teaching today on human life through moral excellence.
Keeping with the title or the topic, human excellence, human life, excuse me, through moral excellence, that is exactly where human life is. It's in good morality. The last prophet of Almighty God, Muhammad Mustafa Ibn Abdullah, prayers and peace be upon him, said righteousness is good morality. And again, wrongdoing is that which wavers in our heart, on our soul and conscience, and which we dislike people finding out about. So we know what we're doing wrong when we're troubled in our heart, when we're troubled in our conscience. We know we're going against the plan of Almighty God for our life. The purpose of Almighty God for every human being is good. Almighty God created us to worship and serve Him. He created the heavens and the earth and everything therein only for His worship and His service. A lot of people today in all religions, you see them, they go and they go through rituals of worship. But then when they leave out from their rituals or worship, they don't come out and serve humanity. So the key to worshiping Almighty God is work. Almighty God said our prayer to Him, when whoever you are, He said it's light, L-I-G-H-T. But He said when you manifest your godly work in your actions, then your prayer carry weight. In other words, some people say prayer without works is dead. That's correct. Almighty God wants workers. He don't want people to just talk. It's time out for talking. That's why we're not seeing a change in the society. Most everybody's talking about the problem, but who is trying to be a part of the solution by living a morally upright life, living a morally clean life? Cleansiness is next to godliness. We were taught that when I was a child, and we can see that. Anywhere you see filth, God doesn't exist there, but the evil, sin, ungodly, unholy spirits exist in an evil mind, in an evil heart, in an evil soul, and God's spirit will not mix with evil. Just like Almighty God has given us signs in His creation that everything don't go together. You know the great bodies of water in the ocean, the salt water and the sweet water. This is an amazing phenomenon of Almighty God. They come together, but they don't merge. They don't mix. They stay separated. And you know you can't mix oil and water together. If you mix oil and water together, they will separate. So Almighty God intends for good and evil to be separated. But we as human beings have to separate our own self from the evil of our own self by submitting our will to the all-good God who created us. Then our life will be transformed into the good life that Almighty God created us when He created us as babies. Our true nature as human beings, another way to put it, is our baby nature. All babies are born with the nature created by Almighty God Allah, with the nature of good created inside of them. So to make a difference in the world, change our heart from that of desiring self-will and submit our will to Almighty God's will. Ask Almighty God. Don't be too proud to cry out to God. I mean, even cry. Let tears come from your eyes, because we need God, even though a lot of us may not think we need God. But we can look at the world and see the world is not going to get any better until we call back on our God and be sincere, because Almighty God says He only honors sincere prayer. And we cannot deceive Almighty God. If we're not sincere, we're not going to see a change for the better in our life and in the life of the people around us. We are not sincere in our hearts, in our faith in Almighty God, the unseen creator, who we cannot see, but we see His work in the goodness of everyday life, in the rain that brings down from the heaven. He brings down from the heaven and brings food, produce out of the earth. That is one of His great mercies for us, to feed us. And just like that, He sends us down His revelation to bring us back from spiritual and mental death, to bring us back into spiritual and mental life, so that we won't destroy human life, but we will enhance human life and promote human life. So I wanted the callers to participate, and we pray that Almighty God will bless us today and forgive us of anything we said that might have not been sufficient for any of the listeners, but we know that Almighty God is using us, so we are just a vessel. We don't know all. Almighty God knows all, and we pray that what's been said today will benefit every listener in some way that will affect their lives in a good way. So at this time, we still want callers to call in, so I'll give the callers an opportunity to call in at this time.
I see that it is now past 12 o'clock. I believe the time of our show is set until 12 o'clock. So at this time, we want to thank you, our listening audience, for listening in. And we pray that you have received some inspirational knowledge from this that can help with you and assist you in living your life in a better way and have a better understanding of how to live your life to please your Creator. And we really want to thank our host speaker, Adam Tashihid Jamal, and if you would just pass the word to others to let them know about this show, and again, listening yourself, and also be a guest speaker. We love you. Thank you. Have a blessed day.
One who would enjoy the ride. And from the day you were born, that promise was kept true. There was so much work to do, but something special about you, and that something told us the time had come, and you would be the one who fulfilled all the hopes, all the dreams and prayers, and gave job done. There were many